I think curiosity is one of the most important things that you can have. So if you're always curious, you're going to think about things to ask questions where you're going to seek out people who have the right answers. It's going to help you understand all the different ways that a product is used or could be used or could break.
Welcome to another episode of Tech Bytes. I'm Bobby Brill, your host for this episode, but more importantly, that was Katie Ott, Senior Director, Content Operations and Experiences. And Katie leads a large team of content creators. Now, of course, you can't have a discussion today about content creation without talking about AI or generative AI. And on this episode of the podcast, we're going to dive in with Katie and get her thoughts on AI and content creation, and more specifically, the role of technical writers working with AI and how writers can set themselves up for success by partnering with AI. So, Katie, how did you get into this very specific world of technical writing?
Growing up in high school, I loved creative writing. I really flourished in that department. And then my first paid job was being a technical writer for my father's software company. They were writing software for a security guard who was going to have a high school education. He said, "You pretty much have a high school education. You're a junior in high school. You're an honor student. I'm going to say that's done. Write something that you would understand. Write something that somebody with a high school education would understand, explaining how to use this piece of software." And he just gave me the software and told me to write and gave me no other direction. And so that was my introduction into the world of technical writing.
So you just gave me the greatest segue ever, because you just described an AI prompt on how to write something. Congratulations, you are a high school writer and you need to write for someone who is a high school writer. So let's get into that aspect of it, of AI. How does AI mesh with your experience and what you've been in charge of in the last, say, 10, 15 years of from the writing aspect?
So I've moved from being a writer to managing writers. I ran the entire documentation team at Hewlett-Packard for their printers. And then I came to ServiceNow. I've managed writing teams. And now my role right now is to actually manage all of the aspects of creating content that don't actually consist of managing writers. We're creating writers' experiences. We're creating customers' experiences and all of the tools that go into making those two experiences really great. So I'm talking about videos and images, screen captures, infographics, anything that has been produced with the intent of educating our customers about what the product is and how to use it. So I think AI is an enabler for all of those experiences that we're creating. Like, we are trying to figure out how can we incorporate AI to make writers more efficient, to make the content more clear to customers. Just how can we use it to enhance the work that we're doing today? So then to go to the first part of your question, like how, you know, as a writer, can this help you? I think one of the biggest challenges that any writer faces is that blank screen. I'd say blank page, but really we're all writing on computers nowadays. So it's that blank screen. I know what I need to write about. I've had a million conversations with subject matter experts. I've played with the software myself. I might even have a template that sort of outlines the order in which I should put stuff in, but to actually get started of like, how do I explain how to use this? It's the hardest thing, because you're just staring at sort of a blank page. Once you start to get content in there, you can see how the story is taking shape, or see how you want to explain this really complex concept to somebody who might not understand it. Your technical writer's skill set is being able to understand the technical and communicate it in a simple term. And so we're doing that magic, but to have something to get us started faster, or get that draft on the page that we can start, you know, manipulating and turning into something really simple and understandable, is going to be really powerful. And I think out of the gate, where the technology is right now, I think that's the thing that AI is going to be able to do best for us at this moment.
You said something interesting there, that idea that the writer has all this knowledge. They've more than likely written this content before, but that blank page, that new document fear where it's like, how bespoke does this need to be, is a challenge for a lot of writers, or is that a challenge of technical writing as a whole?
I think it's a challenge for writers in general. Yeah, you know, I think back to high school and college when I was doing creative writing classes, and that was the biggest challenge too. It's like, I have this prompt. How do I get started? My my most favorite writing challenge ever was a teacher walked into the room and said, pick a number, you know, between 1 and 10, between 11 and 25, and gave us like four sections of numbers, and then handed us a paper and said, okay, these are your characters. This is your scene. This is the action based on the numbers you selected. And you wrote a creative story that kind of captured all that. And that was really easy because I had my characters. I had my scene. I had the structure in place, and I just had to start filling in the gaps.
Kind of not unlike what's happening with us in technical writing and multimedia production, where we're given a UI, some directions, some buttons, and we have all these elements in hand, and we're tasked with creating this document.
And so you have those elements. I think a lot of writers, when they're doing their work, are taking notes or they're recording meetings. They have some way of recording the information that they're gathering. And so to be able to just put that into an AI tool and give it a couple prompts and say, take all this information and give me a user guide, or take all this information and summarize the tasks that were described, or whatever the prompt is that you want to give it, and then continue to refine that from there. I think that would be really powerful, because taking all of your biases out of writing as well, and it's saying just like, here, take all this information and give it to me, digest it down, give it to me in whatever form I'm asking for. And then I'm going to be able to start writing from that. Part of the issue too, when you become really entrenched in a piece of software, the details or the little tiny things that are kind of important, you start to skip over those, right? You're like, oh, I can make the jump. I no longer have to go A, B, C, D. I'm just going A to D, because B and C are really simple little things. But to somebody who's not as familiar with it, that little detail that they need to continue forward, if you give it to an AI to give you the summary, it's going to include that. Instead of just skipping it out, it's going to give you all the details that you need.
That's interesting, because I know you and I had talked before we had done this, and you had given it that great label of co-writer or assistant, and that's a very good example. What are some other examples from your experience and what you're really liking about this and how it can help other technical writers to see AI and Gen AI as a co-writer or an actual helper in this situation?
I think if you think of AI as that co-writer, that smart assistant that's working with you, it becomes a little less intimidating, and it emphasizes that you're still in control. And it makes it so that you're not working alone. So a lot of times, if you're just in a vacuum all by yourself, you're working alone, that can also be a little challenging, or you can start to go down a path that, you know, you get kind of sucked into a detail and you get sucked down that path. And you can, with the AI tools, it keeps a record of the conversation. So you can always go back and review it and be like, oh yeah, look, I took this weird left turn here for some reason. I'm going to go back up to this part of the conversation and start again from there, continue down this other path.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about styles, because you've got the background of two different styles. How stylistically is it different than writing copy for a video or social media posting or even, you know, marketing speak?
It used to be very different. So technical writing, when I first got into it, you know, it was like you're very, very technical. There's no emotion in the writing that you have. And it's very dry. This is what you do. These are the steps, 1, 2, 3, 4. This is the outcome. And in recent years, there's been a lot of research and some findings that say a more conversational tone actually has a bigger impact. So if you think about it, you and I are having a conversation, we'll remember these details, you know, for a while, because we're having a conversation back and forth. If I'm going to read a recipe about, you know, how to make dinner tonight, I'm probably not going to remember that recipe after I make that dish until the next time I need it, because it was just 1, 2, 3, 4, follow these steps. Whereas if I had sat down and had a conversation with a friend of mine, they're like, oh, you have to make this recipe, you do this and you do this, and then, you know, you added this extra detail here, your brain remembers a conversation in a different way than it remembers the structured content.
How do you explain conversational to the writers you work with, and also for some of the new writers thinking about this, that idea of a conversational tone?
It's a little more casual, right? So it's, instead of I'm going to the office and I'm going to be very, you know, tied up and professional, I'm going to go to the office and sit down and talk to my coworker next to me as we figure out a problem. We're going to have a more casual. So I don't know about you, but I'm a lot more curious when I'm just sitting down having a conversation with somebody. I'm going to go in a couple of different directions, or something they'll say will prompt me to ask something else. And I think that's part of the beauty of this as well, is that it's putting the writer or the creator in that more relaxed, casual frame of mind to just be a little bit more curious about the subject that they're writing about.
Now, using AI and thinking about that conversational style, what are some ideas that can help writers think about perspective and value in what they're writing?
The only way to really fully explain everything that you're writing about is to understand all of those details. And the only way to understand all those details is to get curious and think about things, not just from your sole perspective, but to say, okay, now can I put myself in this other slightly different perspective or different role or different, have a different goal in mind? What other questions am I going to ask? What other things am I going to want to know about the software or how to use it? And I think AI can help with that. Write me this task from the perspective of an admin. Write me this task from the perspective of an end user who's using the forum to create a workspace. Write this in the perspective of somebody who doesn't know anything about ServiceNow. You can ask AI to rewrite things from different perspectives that you may not come from on your own. So it gives you that curiosity without you having to actually do all the heavy lifting.
If a writer is a little bit nervous or a little bit trepidatious in using AI, whether it be here at ServiceNow or within their own career, what is some advice that you can give them from your experience to use AI in the best way and to how to approach it in a way that makes it easy for them to use?
For me, the biggest thing is to shift your perspective on it as it's a tool versus a replacement to your job. And I think our industry will evolve as AI and LLMs and Gen AI evolves and gets mature and more powerful. It will be able to do more than it can do now. You still have that understanding of how to convey information in a really compelling way. And that if you think of AI as a tool to make you work faster or give you different perspectives in different ways, understand that we all come to work with our own biases and that this might be able to help us avoid some of those and kind of think beyond those a little bit more. And I would go out and just start using it. The only way to really fully understand how to use it best or how you can use it best is to go out and use it for like little random things. So, you know, you need to write a Christmas newsletter. Put in all the information about all the accomplishments for your family or have you everyone say like, hey, send me your top five things you did this year. And then just put it in there and say, write me a Christmas newsletter for my family highlighting all these things. And just see what it comes up with. You know, we have a quarterly newsletter and I have to write an introduction for it every time. And I always put it off to the last minute. And I've started using ChatGPT for it because I say, here are like the 10 things or these are the things I want to highlight. Give me a draft of that. And it moves me off of that blank page and sort of doesn't punish me for procrastinating. So just find ways to use it. And then I would also say, try and understand how it works. Because if you understand the technology behind it, just like for technical writers, you understand the technology behind everything we're writing about. If you understand the technology behind how the LLMs work, and how they're trained, it makes it a lot less intimidating.
How does curiosity work in a big software, technical, glass and steel building type of organization that so many of us are working in the technical world? How is curiosity important to what we do?
Curiosity is one of the most important things that you can have because it allows you to ask good questions. So if you're always curious, you're going to think about things to ask questions where you're going to seek out people who have the right answers. For technical writing, it's going to help you understand all the different ways that a product is used or could be used or could break. I think one of the biggest things we do in technical writing is write documentation to help you get past those stumbling points or those sticky points that the software design maybe didn't quite capture correctly. And so just to understand all of those different parts of the experience, the way you get to that is to have curiosity.
Well, there you have it. I guess it always does come down to one thing, curiosity. If you've enjoyed this episode, please hit subscribe on whatever podcast platform you're listening on so you never miss an episode. And if you have any questions on working with the ServiceNow platform, head over to docs.servicenow.com or head over to YouTube and check out the ServiceNow community channel. Thanks for listening.